here for thee. Come now.
Lord,
people said amen. Before I start, let me just thank God for these teenagers and young people behind us. Y'all just bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Some of them shaking their heads. We're not teenagers. We're not teenagers. We thank God for young folk. We thank God. There's a lie that goes around that says young people don't go to church and that they leave the church. And we all complain and talk about how young people are leaving as if you stayed in church when you were young like that.
Right.
you know you wasn't in church either. But we thank God for these who stayed.
Amen.
Thank God for these. And we continue to encourage them. Y'all bless the Lord for them. Amen. 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 From the gospel as recorded by St. John, chapter 11. St. John, chapter 11. Now, I apologize for being a little lengthy, but I want to make a point here. St. John chapter 11, beginning with verse 45 through 53, and then chapter 12, verses 9 through 11. These are the words you find. Many of the Jews, therefore, who had come with Mary, had seen what he did and believed in him. But some of them went to the Pharisees and told them what Jesus had done. So the chief priests and the Pharisees gathered the council and said, "What are we to do? For this man performs many signs. If we let him go on like this, everyone will believe in him. And the Romans will come and take away both our place and our nation." But one of them, Caiaphas, who was high priest that year, said to them, "You know nothing at all, nor do you understand that it is better for you that one man should die for the people, not that the whole nation should perish." He did not say this for his own accord, but being high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus would die for the nation, and not for the nation only, but also to gather into one the children of God who are scattered abroad.
Amen.
So that from that day on, they made plans to put him to death. Go over to chapter 12, 9 through 11. You see these words. When a large crowd of Jews learned that Jesus was there, they came not only on account of him, but also to see Lazarus, who had raised from the dead. So the chief priests made plans to put Lazarus to death as well, because on account of him, many of the Jews were going away and believing in Jesus. Amen. We see here two plots, one to kill Jesus, one to kill Lazarus. I want, just for a few minutes, I'm going to talk from this subject, destroying the evidence. Destroying the evidence. Anybody who watches murder mysteries, like my wife. Anybody who watches murder mysteries, you know that the criminal mind is set on the destruction of life. But a good criminal will do everything they can to destroy the evidence of what they have done. In John 11:53, we read about a plot to put Jesus to death. But in John 12:10, we see them consulting to put Lazarus to death also. Are y'all hearing me? Now we know why they wanted Jesus dead. Jesus was interrupting the status quo. Jesus was challenging their standards of greatness. The teachings of Jesus and his philosophy were seemingly undermining Jewish law. So the Jews wanted him dead. But then on another level, we know that that's why Jesus came. Anybody know that? That's why Jesus came. Jesus came to earth in the first place. He came to earth to die for the redemption of mankind. In other words, Jesus came to earth to die for our sins. He had to die. He had to die. But what about Lazarus? Why Lazarus? I want to submit to you this morning that Lazarus was in danger of losing his life. He's in danger of being killed because he is a living testimony. Are y'all hearing me? Lazarus was in danger of death because he was a living testimony to the power and authority of Jesus. What's the use of killing Jesus and leave living, walking proof that Jesus is who he says he is? Are y'all hearing me? A good criminal, I tell you, a good criminal, a good one, will destroy all the evidence. Follow me back to chapter 11. I'll show it to you. Follow me back to chapter 11. You see how we got here. Chapter 11, Jesus got word that his friend Lazarus was sick. And although he was just 20 miles away, he didn't bother to come to see about his friend. Are y'all hearing me? Just 20 miles away, but he did not bother. Read chapter 11 and 6. You'll see that although he loved Lazarus and he loved his sisters, Mary and Martha, he loved all three of them. But in spite of that, he delayed 2 days before he went to see about his friend. The bottom line, his friend dies. Lazarus dies. And when he finally gets there, 4 days later, after he got word, when he finally gets there, first of all, he was chided by both Mary and Martha. They both got on him. If you've been here, our brother wouldn't have died. And I always tell this story, and when I believe they said it with attitude. Bible don't say that, but I believe they had an attitude. You know how you're popping your neck and going on. You have been here. If you've been here, our brother would not have died. So here we are. Because of the time, by the time he shows up, Lazarus has been dead and in the grave for 4 days, and according to Mary, his body is already decomposing. Let me give you a short version. Jesus goes to the grave. You remember the story? Goes to the grave, calls Lazarus by name, calls him back from the dead. And now a man that, verse 44, this is a good shouting point, a man that was dead. Anybody want to shout? That's a good place right there. Was dead. He ain't dead no more. He was dead. But now he's alive. Fast forward to the text. 6 days before the Passover, people are beginning together now for the festivities of the Passover. They're setting up their little booths. They're getting everything all set up. The festivities, the venues are all ready. Everything is in place. Vendors are bringing their doves and their lambs to be sold for sacrifices. They're getting ready for the Passover. But something is wrong. Something is different this time. The crowd right now is a little thin. crowd is in? Where are the people? Where people normally would start gathering early for the feast of the Passover? Where is the crowd?
Lord help.
What's going on here? What's going on? It's feast time. Where are the people? What's going on? Well, here it is. Everybody has heard about this miracle that has taken place over a little outside of town, Bethany. Everybody's heard about this man that was dead,
yeah,
and now he's alive. So everybody now is hanging out over there. Everybody's over there trying. First of all, they want to see this man Jesus, who just brought somebody back from the dead.
Mercy.
But keep reading 12:21. Everybody's Jesus is the name around there. Things are he's a big name right now. Yeah, and matter of fact, a delegation, read chapter 12:21. Delegation of Greeks went to one of his disciples and said, "Look, man, can you hook us up?" Sir, we would see Jesus. Everybody wanted to see. Everybody wanted to see Jesus. But not only did they want to see Jesus, they also want to get a glimpse of this man who was dead. Are y'all hearing me? They also want to see this man who was dead, Lazarus. They want to see the one that Jesus raised from the dead after he's been in a grave for 4 days. So here's a spectacle. We want to see Jesus, but we want to see this evidence that Jesus is who he says he is. Are y'all following me?
Yes, sir.
So here we are. There was already a plan to kill Jesus. There was already a plan to put him to death. But what would be the point of putting Jesus to death if there is living, walking proof that he is who he says he is?
Yeah.
Why would we kill him and leave proof walking around that he can actually raise somebody from, are y'all hearing me? From the dead. What would be the point? What would be the point? In other words, there is no way to explain Lazarus without acknowledging Jesus. Are y'all hearing this? I'm going somewhere. Lazarus has a new life. And Jesus gave it to him. Is there anybody in the house that's got a new life and got sense enough to know where it came from? Jesus gave it to him. Got a question for you. How much of your life, I'm talking about where you are right now, how much of your life can only be explained one way? And that is Jesus. When you look at where you are right now, think about where you could have been. Are y'all hearing me? Ain't but one way to explain it. Jesus. You know how you used to be. I ain't got to tell you. You know what you used to be. You know what you used to do. You know where you used to go. And if you've forgotten, you check with your friends. They can tell you. They ain't forgotten. You check with some of your friends. They'll tell you. See, my brothers and sisters, Lazarus was raised from physical death. Now he's walking around with a new life. And that new life was proof that Jesus was able to give him brand new life. Those of us up in here who are saved today, we've been raised from a spiritual death. Whether you realize it or not, before you came to know Jesus, according to Ephesians 2:1, you were dead in sin.
Yeah.
You were dead in sin and trespasses, but Jesus showed up. Showed up in your life and turned it all around. I wonder if I got a witness up in here. He showed up and he gave you brand new life. Gave you a new walk. Gave you a new way of thinking. Gave you a new talk. You stop cussing as much. He's making a change. It ain't overnight. It ain't overnight, but a change, a change. I wonder if I got a witness up in here. A change has come over me. And go ahead and be honest.
Yeah, Lord.
You still ain't what you ought to be. Go on and be honest. Be honest. He's not through with you yet. You're not what you ought to be, but thank God you're a whole lot better. Let me talk about me. I'm a whole lot better than I used to be. See, this is a process. This is a process. It's like regeneration, sanctification, glorification. And right now we're in that process. We're in that process called sanctification. You see, we get it all mixed up. We got folk thinking us that sanctification got something to do with how long your dress is. And yeah, you got and how you're talking and how you skip and dance. That ain't sanctification. Sanctification is what he is doing to you every day. Sanctification means that I ain't what I ought to be, but he's working on me every day. Every day. Are y'all hearing me? That sanctification is the fact that he is still working on us. All that means is that God is not finished with us. None of us are finished product. And whether you realize it or not, people see that change. Oh yeah, people see. When you spend some time with the Lord, folks see a change. They see that there's a change, and when they see that change, don't you take any credit for it. Ain't but one way to explain where you used to be and where you are right now. Only one way. The only thing you can say, it was Jesus. It is Jesus. One songwriter said it like this. Oh, it is Jesus. Oh, it is Jesus. It is Jesus in my soul, for I have touched the hem of his garment, and his blood has made me whole. When Jesus raised, Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, there was no question about it. Everybody could see. There was no question. Everybody could see the obvious signs of new life in Lazarus. He was no longer dead. They could see that. He's out of the grave. He's walking and he's talking. People could see that. Here's my question today. You've been born again. You've passed from death to life. Here's my question. Who can see it? Can't say amen. Say ouch. Who can see it? Here's where I want to get to. If you are living a new life, if you're living a new life, a life that is a testimony to the saving power of Jesus, if that's where you are, if you are a living testimony, I hate to serve notice to you, but the truth is, folk who don't like Jesus don't like you either. Let me just go on and tell you, if you are really walking for Jesus, if you're living, really living for him, that, don't pay any attention to how they smile at you. Don't pay any attention to none of that. If they don't like Jesus, they don't care much about you either. If you try to live for Jesus, don't be surprised when people run or when people come running, to crucify you. Are y'all hearing this? Darkness hates light. Yeah. The devil hates it when people can look at your life and see undeniable evidence that Jesus has the power to turn you around. People hate it when they see undeniable power that Jesus can take this thing and turn it around. Are y'all hearing me? Let me take it right out of the book. They wanted him dead. Right out of the book. Because by reason of him and his testimony, many were believing on Jesus. That's right out of the book. They wanted him dead because of his life. Just by walking around, he was a living testimony. And they knew that it was a testimony to Jesus Christ. So people were looking at Lazarus and seeing his new life. And according to the word of God, they were leaving the Jewish faith and running after Jesus. Got a question. Another question. If you're really living testimony, whose life has been changed because of it? If you're really a living testimony, we love to say that. If you're really a living testimony, whose life has been changed because of your testimony? Who sees enough change in your life that they can say, whatever it is you got, I want that sound. Are y'all hearing me? I'm on my way to my seat now. But let me just tell you that if you're saved, you are a living testimony. I wonder if I got a witness here. If Jesus is in your life, you are a living testimony as of what the Lord can do. And if lives are being changed around you, if people's lives are being turned around because of what they see in you, I hate to tell you, but the devil wants you dead. Y'all ain't hear me. I say if lives are changing because of what people see in you, the devil is your enemy. And the devil wants you. He wants to destroy you right now. But the good news. Amen. Somebody say good news. The good news is that he doesn't have the power to put it off. And the reason why he is because greater is he that is in me. I wonder if I got a witness here. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. We don't sing it anymore, but old folk used to sing the song that say, I died one time, I ain't gonna die no more. Y'all ain't hearing me. All that is saying is that a change has come over me. All that is saying is that I'm not the same anymore. By the power of the hands of Jesus, I have died to sin. I died to trespasses. And the good news is I ain't gonna die no more. Because now I have eternal life. And I don't mind telling you where my eternal life comes from. Yeah. It was purchased one Friday. Yeah. Y'all ain't hearing me. Yeah. On an old rugged cross. Yeah. It was purchased there on the cross when he suffered, bled, and died. Yeah. He bought my life. Yeah. He paid my sin debt. Yeah. Right there on Calvary's cross. Are y'all hearing me? He died on an old rugged cross. Yeah. But wait a minute before he got there. Yeah. He tried to warn somebody. Yeah. Y'all read verse 32. Yeah. It says, Jesus says to the people, he says, wait a minute. Yeah. If I, be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. Oh, my brothers and my sisters. says, when they laid him on the cross, if they had just let him lay there, just maybe things would have been different, but they didn't have any more sense than to lift him up, and when they lifted him up, ever since that day, he's been drawing men, women, boys and girls under him, yes, and that's why we are here, to lift him up. How do you reach the masses, men of every birth, for an answer? Jesus gave the key, he said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. Let me tell you something, the world is hungry for the living bread. Lift the Savior up for men to see. Trust him and don't doubt the words that he says. I'll draw all men under me. Lift him up till he speaks from eternity. And if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. If you hear, live like you hear. Oh, the devil's mad. The devil is mad, but don't worry about that. Jesus got your back. Just continue to lift him, up. And if we lift him, his promise, I'll draw all men under me. Is A flat. To reach the masses, men of every birth, for an answer, Jesus, he gave the key. He said, if I be lifted up from this earth, I'll draw all men, unto me. Oh, the world is hungry, for the living bread. You ought to lift a Savior up for men to see. Then men will gladly follow him who once told, unto me. Come on, y'all. Lift him up. Oh, lift him up. Oh, silly speech from eternity.
find me. Lift him up by living as a Christian. Oh, let the world in you the Savior see.
Jesus Christ has been preached. The Bible declares that if you believe on the Lord Jesus, you shall be saved. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead. If you believe that, the Bible says you shall be saved. So this is your invitation to believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Gospel is preached today. That the same Jesus who raised Lazarus from the dead, himself also rose from the dead and is reigning with the Father. Come, come, give your life to him.
Still he speaks from eternity. And I, if I be lifted,
come on, give your life to him today. There's another verse that says,
don't exalt the preacher, and don't exalt the pew. Preach the gospel, simple, full, and free.
To give your life, lift him up.
Still he speaks.
Oh, he's calling you. Believe on the gospel of Christ, and you want to become a part of this family. Come on up, come on up, come on up. Amen, amen. Still he speaks from me. Come on, come on. Not he. Oh, lift him up. Talk about Jesus, y'all. Oh, lift him up. Come on, come on. Oh, still he's. Somebody give God praise in this house. Give God praise. Give God praise in the gospel of Jesus Christ. It still works. It still works. And it's still drawing me. Somebody give God praise. Have our clerk to soothe this young man who has come.
All right.
Brother Hines, we have Aiden Morgan coming for baptism.
Amen. Amen. Somebody give God praise.
Amen. 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 All right. All right.
Give him praise. Give him praise. Aiden, step up, sir. And y'all give God praise.
All right.
Aiden boldly came
along. Amen. Amen.
The Bible declares, Aiden, that if you believe on the Lord Jesus, you shall be saved. Do you believe in Jesus Christ?
Yes.
Amen. Yes,
that God raised him from the dead?
All right.
And that you would say, amen, you'll believe in him. Amen. Somebody amen. Give God praise. Give God praise. Give God praise.
Amen.
Our pastor of discipleship and intake, Pastor Garland Brooks, is right over there in the brown suit and the funny looking shoe. Amen. But Pastor Haynes will give you grace as you go. Amen. Give God praise
God
again for
you,
Aiden.
Amen. Good to see you. All right. I married your mom and daddy. Did you know that? Yeah. Amen. 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 Y'all bless the Lord in this house. Bless the Lord. You're right over there. Amen. 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 There's a storm out on the ocean, and it's moving this way. Come on here. Your soul not anchored in Jesus. You're surely drift away. Oh, there's a storm out on the ocean, and it's moving. Stop these cats. Yeah, they have y'all here all night long. Amen. Amen. We thank God for his word. We thank God for this day and thank God for all of you. I've been informed that our candidate for tax commissioner, Philip Bolton, is also in the house. I do want to make sure that we introduce you. Philip Bolton, whoever. Amen. Y'all bless the Lord. Amen. Amen, 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 amen. I keep telling you, it's a new day. In Gwinnett County, how many of y'all been here long enough to know this didn't happen? Amen. It's a new day. It's a new day. It's important that all of us study these candidates and that we all vote. That's the thing. We've got to. And you're going to hear me. You're going to get tired of me saying it. But we must get to the polls and vote again. Amen. Deacon Tommy, it is good to see you in the house. Amen. God is good. God is good. Amen. 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 All right. Amen. Let me also thank God for what he did. Deacon Tommy, in case some of y'all don't know Deacon Tommy, the world knows him as Tommy Smith. We know him as Deacon Tommy on the battlefield for my Lord. That's right. Roll on out here. Rolling up out here. He's just trying to show us his new car. That's all. Amen, 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 amen. We thank God for Deacon Bubba doing the service. I could tell that Deacon something was going on over there. I don't know, but whatever it is, God fixed it. And we thank God. We thank God. Amen.
For those who are Gwinnett County residents, want to make sure, Philip, is it Bonton? Bonton. All right, there we go. Bonton, B-O-N-T-O-N. So don't go to the poll looking for Bolton. Make sure you see Bonton. Amen.
All right.
Amen. Want to make sure.
All right.
I want to thank God also for a young lady, a young adult now who has grown up in this church, and she's here today. Want to thank God. Is that Ryan? Amen. Ryan, do you mind standing up? Ryan Smith is here. Amen. Amen. Thank God for Ryan. She and her family.
All right.
Grew up here. Amen. And want to make sure she's a high school graduate now. Wow. On her way to college. And so God is good. Many of us knew when Ryan was born. Amen. Amen. Not me, but many of y'all did out there. Thank God. If you would, stand on your feet. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Before we move, and we are dismissed, before we move, one of our own, Zola Jean Kemp, has gone on to be with the Lord, and we will give announcements next week on arrangements for a funeral. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
There are several ways to submit your tithe and offering. Online at www.thechurchwithzeal.org/give. On Cash App at $thechurchwithzeal. Via the Givelify app. By mail to Salem Missionary Baptist Church, P.O. Box 817, Lilburn, Georgia 30048. Or in person at the church office on Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. It's not necessary to wait until Sunday to give. Online, Givelify, Cash App, or mail-in contributions may be submitted on any day of the week. Thank you for your continued support of the ministry at Salem Missionary Baptist Church.